The Noob Corner, a bonus show for beginners on the Block Party Network with the host who has more questions than answers, Holy Bookworm!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Noob Corner. I am your host, Holy Bookworm, coming at you with a very special Noob Corner today. Today is interview day. We're going to interview a non-noob to get some reflections on noob-worthy things. It's going to be a hoot. So tag along with me today as we have Little C in the podcast studio today. Hi, Little C.
I thought you said it was going to be a non-noob.
Well, you've been playing a lot longer than me, so.
We started playing at the same time. I've just played a lot more.
Okay, well, in either case, you're definitely not as newbie as me. You're less
most days.
So, welcome to the podcast studio, to the Noob Corner.
I was expecting there to be more noobs.
No. This is it.
It's just Holy Bookworm and Bearded Sloth.
That's it. That's all you get. All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions, Little C, and I just want to get your feedback to the general world about what you think about a couple things Minecraft related. Okay?
Sounds good. I am going to get these wrong.
There's not really a wrong answer here. All right, question one. What is something that you wish someone would have told you when you began playing Minecraft? Like a hint or a help or something you wish you would have known that might have made the game a little more fun to play?
Digging straight down is actually fine.
Okay.
If you do it correctly.
There you go. Digging straight down's okay. But you don't dig up, right?
You can dig up too.
Unless it's gravel, then you could die.
Have a torch under your feet.
That should light you on fire if you put a torch underneath your person. All right. Number two. What is your favorite tool in Minecraft and why?
A pickaxe.
Why is that your favorite tool?
So I can dig straight down. So I can diggy diggy hole.
Okay.
And I like it's probably the one I use the most, or use the durability of the most. I have to fix my pickaxes a lot more than I have to fix anything else.
All right. Pickaxe, your favorite tool. Awesome. All right. Number three. What, in your opinion, is the weirdest thing in the game of Minecraft?
Bearded Sloth.
Okay. That's not in the game.
Probably shulkers. They're like a block, but they're weird. And they can teleport, which is annoying.
I don't know too much about shulkers, so. I know what a shulker box is.
That's how you get shulker boxes.
Is you kill a shulker?
Yep.
That's a weird word.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I was not expecting that. That's why we ask these questions, so we can learn. All right, question four. When do you think you stopped being a noob?
I don't think I have yet. I don't know. I feel like I've been okay at the game for a while. Probably like after a year of playing or a year or two of playing when you really understand most of the things. Might not be good at it, but you understand most of the things.
So you've been playing since what, 2014? Since the beginning, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're obviously outgrown the noob stage, most likely, at this point, I would sure hope, right?
Because you started playing the same time as us.
But I don't play very often, so I don't get into it. It's just an occasional thing for me, but for you, it's like breathing. You enjoy Minecraft.
Actually, I'm better at Minecraft than I am at breathing.
I don't think that's probably true. All right. Number five. What keeps you playing the game of Minecraft?
I don't know. I just can't not start playing Minecraft. Not play Minecraft. I'll go and play other games, but I always come back to Minecraft. I don't know. It's
what
magical.
Do you think what do you think the draw is there? What's the...
Blocks.
Blocks?
Freedom. I mean, you can just do whatever you want. You can build stuff. You can dig things. You can dig things and then build stuff. There's TNT. Which is just fun.
So a little bit of anarchy to your thought process there. Just being able to just be crazy, but also just to do whatever you want to do without necessarily rules.
Yep.
Sounds like a typical teenage boy.
Yep.
All right. Question number six. What's the scariest part of Minecraft?
Bearded Sloth.
Again, there is no Bearded Sloth actually in the game of Minecraft. In the studio, yes, but not in the game of Minecraft.
Probably the ancient city experience, especially early, like, first few times. Even now, I still get scared by the ancient cities.
Is that the warden?
Yeah, and the darkness effect.
The warden's
and the
terrifying.
Sounds, especially if the music kicks in just right. It's really scary. Now, before the warden and the actual horror stuff of the ancient city, I would say just cave sounds. Since I started playing, the random cave sounds that just start and jump scare you all the time.
Fair enough. I would agree with that. Definitely scary. All right, your last question here. You ready? What is better, Java or Bedrock?
Legacy Edition.
I did not see that coming. I don't even know what Legacy Edition is.
Before Bedrock Edition came to consoles.
So, like, the Pocket Edition?
No, like, control, like, on PlayStation, Xbox, like, the Xbox 360, PlayStation, what we used to play before the big Bedrock update.
I guess I didn't realize there was a difference.
But I don't know. I think for a while I would have said Java, but then I learned more about the Bedrock, like, stuff, and now I'd say Bedrock just because it's more optimized.
I think Bedrock's better just because of the Flintstones. They live in the town of Bedrock. Okay, little C, we've been playing Minecraft for a long time, right? You and I have actually collaborated and we've done some fun things together. But over the years, I would say the biggest thing when we play together is how frequently we help one another. And that's a big collaboration when we play. But probably the greatest reason you help me is because I do something stupid, like fall down a hole and have to be rescued.
Yeah, you really need to start carrying scaffolding.
I don't like scaffolding. It's weird.
This is why I have to save you so much.
That's true. But over the years that we've been playing, we've been a part of a S&P for a couple years now. Do you think playing with others, your family included here, do you think that that is part of the draw to something like Minecraft for you?
That's a tough question, because I think at the base of it, Minecraft is a single player game. It's a game you just sit and you play single player. It can be a multiplayer game, but a lot of experiences, any real experience they added up until like the trial chambers of 1.21, which haven't released yet, but they are all made for single player in mind. I think I enjoy Minecraft personally a lot more on multiplayer, either with friends, family, just random people on the internet. But I think the game was designed as single player, but is great multiplayer.
Excellent. Now, the real question, do you like playing Minecraft with us, your family members? Do you enjoy that?
I prefer not to answer this question. I plead the fifth.
That was just sad and terrible. All right. Thank you, Little C, so much for being in the studio today. Now it is time for everyone's favorite portion of the Noob Corner. It is time for Holy Bookworm's Pun of the Week. Rick Astley will let you borrow any DVD from his Pixar collection except one. He will never give you up. I did that just for you, Little C. I've been saving that one in my back pocket for one day when I knew you would be here and I could use that pun.
Why doesn't the normal Holy Bookworm joke of the week get that good at jokes?
That was hurtful on so many levels. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here and being part of the Noob Corner. Thank you again, Little C, for being here for the interview. And Bearded Sloth, always, for your dedication to the show. Make sure you guys check out theblockpartymc.com for more Minecraft-related content and all kinds of cool stuff over there, including how you can financially help us out. All kinds of good stuff there. Like, subscribe, share, all those good things. We thank you guys for being a part of here. Now, go play some Minecraft.